Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So nothing warms my cockles like a good set of data. Do you feel that way? Chances are you don't. But I am a geek, and I do love data. I love my QuickBooks. I love looking at every single week's volume of what sold and what didn't and where the expenses went. And I love looking at Google Analytics. I love the ability to see where the traffic came from, what pages they went to, how long they spent on there, where they exited, where they entered, all of that kind of fun stuff. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've done this year is I've created a new report through a vendor of mine that actually goes in and looks at the historical data of Google Analytics for a website. Now, this is geared towards B2B businesses because they have a slightly different take than, say, consumer. But the end result is we can go in and focus on the key indicators. What's driving traffic? Where are people spending their time? And what can we do to either increase it or maximize our ability to connect up with the people that are coming to the website? Because let's face it, I mean, if you get people to show up to your website on Google, you have no idea who they are. In Facebook, you can pay for ads, but you have no concept of who those people who are seeing your page are. Or if the ad is to your website, it's only if they place an order or do something do you have the ability to see who they are and what they did. So collecting data is key to making a business successful online. One of the things I say all the time is I would rather spend 10 minutes with somebody that I know than 10 seconds with 10,000 people I don't. And that's the beauty of social media. You can go on Instagram and you can hit 10,000 people in a heartbeat. You can do the same thing on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. But, you know, the bottom line is there's a big difference between engagement on a social media platform and engagement on your website. So today we're going to be talking about how to maximize the people who are coming to your website and what to do with it. And it really starts with when people get to your website, they ask three key questions. Why am I here? What should I do? And why should I do it? So those three questions are uber important because you should be able to answer them for them. So why am I here? To research something, to learn something. Generally speaking, that's what it is in the B2B world. Whether it's to learn about you and your company, or maybe a kind of a solution that you have to their problem. But I always say in the B2B world, we're in the question answering space. That's what we're doing. We're there to educate and ask and answer questions. So when somebody shows up, are they getting their questions answered? And if they do get their questions answered, do we leave them wanting more? So that's where the data collection comes in. Now, you can do all kinds of different things. You can collect the basic Google Analytics data, but if you want really good usable information, you should be able to get that person's name and email address and maybe their company and some other things. The basics of data collection. Now, you've seen this all the time. You get to a website, and the one thing that you see is a simple pop-up that comes up and says, hey, get my ebook, download my report, get my free checklist, whatever it is. And it usually has just a name and an email address. Same thing when people are connecting up to a webinar or something along that lines. That is under the philosophy of less is more. The less information you ask for, the more people that will fill it out. And that's a true sound principle. But in the case of B2B, wouldn't it be nice if you could collect a little bit more data? So if we're going to have them download an ebook or a spreadsheet or a cheat sheet or whatever it is that we want, we can still say the only thing that's required is your name and your email address. But if you put in their optional company, or phone number, or even market segment, or something along that lines, you don't want to go too deep, because again, if you make the form too complicated, it's a little too invasive, it takes too much time, and people won't fill it out. But if you make it optional and they only have to click two, you're probably going to get some people look at it and say it's too much work, but other people will say, hey, I only got to do those two things and I'll do it. And a lot of times you'll be able to collect even more data, some more deep information that's going to help you. What market segment are they working in? What size is the company? What is their position? It's up to you what data you want to collect, because that is key to your business. So once you collect that data, what happens with it? Well, normally speaking, somebody fills out a form, it emails you and says, hey, somebody downloaded a form, and then they get to the form and they can download it. Now, there's some other things that you can do. My website and client's website is something called WP Forms. Now, there's Visual Form Builder Pro, there's Contact Form 7, there's Opt-in Monster, there's a gazillion of these things. But the reason I like this one is because it's A, reasonable, and B, does a heck of a lot. So the second thing that WP Forms allows me to do is not only collect that data, but it will pull it into its own little micro database. So I don't need a separate database, so I can see who actually filled it out, and I can export that as a CSV file. It also has something called form abandonment. So if somebody fills out the email address but doesn't go any further than that, it still captures that data, which can be huge. So at least you can go in and say, hey, I saw you filled this thing out, but you never finished it. Is there something I can help you with? So you have the ability to email them. Now, yes, that's a little bit of stalking, but in the B2B world, it may be worth it. Maybe you connect up with them on LinkedIn. Maybe you send them just a quick hi email, whatever it is. The next thing that you can do with that is you can also add CAPTCHA. What CAPTCHA does, it's one of the things, you know, that they have to add 5 and 7 and give you an answer. It's a pain in the butt, I agree, but it cuts down on the spam. And that's huge. You don't want a bunch of junk email from Russia that you don't want to spend your time dealing with. And the final thing that it will do is it will allow you to capture that information and import it directly into an email program. So for example, if you're using MailChimp or AWeber, you can immediately bring them into that. And now you have the ability to add them to an email drip campaign. So I see you downloaded this ebook on, let's say, cannabis, which is really big right now. You can say, here are the 5 things that you need to think about, especially if you have a blog series and an ebook already done where they've downloaded the ebook, but you can go back and say, here's, you know, part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5. And at the very end, say, if you have any questions, please contact us. The final piece that you can do with this data is not only get it into the form on your website and get it into an email list, but with a little connection help, like using something like Zapier, you can actually pull that into your CRM. From your CRM, then you can actually track interactions with them. So you can maybe connect up with them on LinkedIn. Maybe you can send them a quick email. Maybe you can see if you can answer some questions and actually say, I'll get back to you in 3 weeks. CRMs let you actually track the relationship and the interactions you have with that person. Hey, if they just want a form and don't want to talk to you, cool. But if they do want more info, you want to make sure that you're utilizing it. And that's one of the biggest places where I see people making mistakes, is they don't go in and actually utilize the data they collect. Now, being a data geek has its benefits, and usually I'm the guy sitting in the corner at parties, but the key thing is with this data, my business has grown immensely. I've seen it help other companies grow immensely. So the question I have to ask you is, what can you do with your data, and what are you missing? Hey peeps, if you like this, I would love for you to share it with your friends. Make sure you share baconpodcast.com. Maybe go to iTunes and give us a review. Let people know that you get some great information for free from this podcast. I appreciate you and your time. Thanks.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.